As with so many other events, the Gila River Festival is one that has taken on a bit of a virtual flair this year. Tell us how they have managed to put the festival together, Elva.
There's a lot of interactive internet stuff. It's a virtual festival, but they have multiple tracks and multiple presenters, and people will be able to take part in everything. Also, they have an additional film festival that goes with it that will also be available. And then you can sit back and enjoy those films at your own leisure. For the festival itself, the keynote speaker is Gary Paul Nabon, and he'll talk about restoring land health and community health in the borderlands through slow agriculture, which goes along with the overall theme of cultivating resilience. We also have Senator Udall talking about his 30-30 resolution initiative, and that's to save 30% of the land and water in the United States by 2030. We also have a great list of Gila River facts that explain a little bit about what makes the river special.
We're actually going to stay in the region for our next item. The Black Range Lodge in Kingston hosts Pick-a-Mania.
So this is an event that has been going on for several years, and the Black Range Lodge took it over a couple years ago, and they just feature many local and not-so-local musicians. They all gather at the lodge and do some wonderful stuff on the stage there. It's an acoustic festival. You hear a lot of string music, fiddles and guitars and basses, and there are some names that are very well-known to our area, including the Hard Road Trio and the Black Porch Blues Band that will be celebrated over 3 days.
And let's move south now to Deming, where City Council there is doing a pretty neat program to help local businesses and members of the community at the same time.
Folks in Deming and in Luna County should keep their ears and eyes open, because they will have plenty of opportunities to win some gift cards that are part of the Deming Luna County Economic Development Council efforts to support local businesses. They've received a grant, and so they will be purchasing gift cards from the local businesses to share with the community members. So you can visit their website for your opportunities to receive some of those.
And Silver City has a fun way to save a whole lot on services and dining in that area.
Right. So usually Silver City is able to do their wonderful Taste of Downtown event, where people can walk around the city and taste the stuff at all the restaurants. But because this year they can't do that, they have come up with an innovative idea of putting out coupon books for the Taste of Downtown. So for $20, you can save more than $200 in services and meals from 32 downtown merchants.
The tentacles of COVID-19 have reached into so many different industries. And one of those that you're going to tell us about is the opportunity to go out on a trail ride.
For this issue, trainer Scott Thompson talks about what has happened to the rental horse business and why you can't just go out and pay some money to hop on a horse anymore. Those of us who remember as children the opportunity to just go ride around whenever we wanted to, we'll have to leave that in the past, because with changes to land accessibility, consideration of safety issues, and rocketing cost of caring for the animals, that business has pretty much gone to the dogs. And Thompson can talk about why and what one's options are.
Finally, hiking is so great in New Mexico, and one Las Cruces hiker has a neat adventure that they're sharing with us. Tell us about it.
So Gabriel Tick, who goes on many hikes, has gone up to Cloudcroft, New Mexico, and hit the Switchback Trail, which is one of those beautiful, beautiful jaunts through the mountain desert areas, and it follows an old railroad bed as well as an old highway. And there's a bridge that goes over Highway 82 that takes you right across the highway, and you can find there a magical mountain meadow and some great wildlife opportunities.
Well, nice to have that opportunity to kind of do a virtual hike as well in this month's issue of Desert Exposure. Elva, thank you for telling us about it.
Thank you, Casey.